Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
As we head into hour number three of the broadcast this morning, we continue to follow the Israeli strike into Iran. We understand that at least the Iranian state television is saying that all the area is, quote, fully safe. And the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Agency, is saying that there has been no damage reported, especially to any nuclear facilities. But I'll tell you, folks, this is a big development because obviously this is what we were waiting for after that strike from Iran against Israel over last weekend. So this is definitely the next step in all of this. The question is it going to be the last step in this cycle here, at least for the foreseeable future? Good question, and we've got somebody here who's going to help us answer that question. By the way, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you at 949-822-7959 is the number to call. We'll open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, but right now we've got our good friend, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook with us this morning. And Denise, you were saying earlier, this may be just for openers for Israel, and maybe there might be more in the offing at a later time?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so that's very, very interesting because that is, I think, what a lot of this analysis is being predicated on right now. It's like, okay, Iran hit Israel, Israel hit Iran, and now it's kind of over for a while. But that may not be the case.
Well, it's over with until the next one when Israel takes on, I hope to be, I don't want to be funny here, and I'm not trying to be, but the final solution, if you will, with Iran. And I suspect, so I get to still say that, it probably won't happen until after Passover. And that's the one that the United States is against. So the United States was given a heads up on this operation yesterday.
Well, and certainly there's other things that are happening vis-a-vis Israel, and especially at the UN. The United States ended up blocking a motion to bring in, quote, the state of Palestine as a full member. But the U.S. didn't do that necessarily because it's opposed to it, but because they want to go through the setup of some two-state solution, et cetera, that seems to be a pipe dream at this point, and for many reasons.
The Biden administration is working diligently on a two-state solution, more aggressively probably than they ever have before. Meanwhile, they did veto this thing at the United Nations. Well, you almost had to veto it because the conditions in order to be admitted as a state have not been met in the least. But I will tell you with what happened at Columbia University yesterday tells you that there can't be a two-state solution. I mean, it happened, you know, at the very same time there was a veto, and it happened in the very same state. So, no, there cannot be a two-state solution.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned Columbia University because this notion of radicalization that happens to U.S. citizens, for example, you know, is there a point of no return, at least in the way that the U.S. government would look at somebody if they are making terroristic threats, if they seem to have joined forces with, you know, a known terrorist organization and are, you know, arguably working to, you know, create death to America? At what point are they no longer, you know, for lack of a better way of saying it, you know, protected as U.S. citizens? If they are, could they be considered combatants at some point?
Well, I mean, with what you saw yesterday, if anybody was paying attention, that you had people there that saying, we are Hamas.
Yeah.
That really changes the equation. And interestingly enough, the night before, they had set up a camp. And if you look carefully, all of those tents were exactly the same. They were all brand new. So who's paying for that? And who organized that? And, you know, this tells you that Columbia University is equivocating here. First they are defending the protesters. Then they said, they kind of changed up the policy and said, no, we can't have these kind of protests. So they sent in six buses, arrested 100 and some odd people. And before the day was over, the 100 and some odd people had their bail paid for already, and they were being released as the protests were still going on.
Yeah, it's coordinated in that sense.
Of course.
And it's backed. Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, but so to me, it's like, you know, somebody could get on an airplane and fly over to some Middle Eastern country and say, I'm here, I'm ready for jihad, and that would be kind of an obvious thing, but I don't know where the fine line is if you do state we are Hamas. I mean, that, you know, and by the way, how could you have any kind of group or a state, as it were, enter the United Nations with a terrorist organization as its, quote, government? I mean, I don't know how that would even play.
Well, I think if you walked up to any of those people and asked them, you know, for some of the history on Palestinian Liberation Organization or the PA or Mahmoud Abbas, Yasser Arafat, they probably couldn't tell you any of that, none of it. And yet, Mahmoud Abbas is one of the wealthiest people in the world. And, you know, the Palestinians, why do they put up with that?
Right. Yeah, living in such horrible conditions. Yeah, even before October 7th. But Denise, stay right there. We're coming up to a quick break, everybody. When we come back, much more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere, because we are just getting started. A lot more to discuss on the other side of this short break.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So we got a great direct message from Wally, and we appreciate Wally so much on the program. Love to hear from Wally. By the way, folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959. We'll open up the phone lines at the bottom of the hour, and Wally has a great message for us. He says, "Hi, Kyle and group. Just wanted to drop in and say hello, especially to Denise Simon." Of course, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. How cool is that, Denise? You got a shout-out from Wally this morning.
Hey, Wally, thank you. Too kind.
Absolutely. No, we're glad to hear from Wally very much. And you know, Denise, we'll continue talking, of course, here in a little bit about what's happening with Iran and Israel. But we've also got a full jury now for the Trump trial. And I think didn't two jurors get excused, I believe, but at least the process is now moving forward, it seems.
Yeah, two that were chosen are no longer there. One said that she couldn't do it because she felt like her safety would be compromised. The other one found out that he lied. And having never been arrested when he was, in fact, arrested years ago for taking down conservative posters and whatnot. So he got dismissed.
Well, yeah. And, of course, there's this article out there saying, you know, can there be a stealth juror in there that would, you know, be the one person who's not going to, you know, vote to convict Trump, basically?
Well, there's two lawyers so far in the jury, and they could be of some help. you know, having gone through law school and to determine evidence and, you know, statute of limitations and those kinds of things. So two lawyers could be helpful. But,
well, no, I agree. I totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's definitely, you know, because, again, this all this stuff gets cobbled together. I think what some people hear in the mainstream media, you know, they hear sort of a one narrative, and that is Trump broke the law. They're finally holding him accountable for this, and they're laying out the case, and it's all done under the color of authority. It's all done under this notion that, well, you know, we're finally, you know, getting the truth out there about how terrible Donald Trump is. Bring in Michael Cohen, et cetera, et cetera. But yet there's a lot going on here that, you know, is not kosher.
Touche. I mean, yeah. And I think that, you know, the defense team for Trump, you know, they're building quite the case for an appeal. So, you know, they have quickly discovered that the judge's daughter is a Democrat activist raising big, big money off of this. And the judge himself had donated to the Biden campaign. And then, of course, you know, Michael Cohen. So, yeah, we have a trifecta at least so far for an appeal.
Well, sure. And this is, you know, so unfortunate because, you know, it just shows the extent to which they're willing to go. It's almost as if they don't care. You know, in other words, Denise, do you think that they kind of have this notion that these things will get overturned on appeal? They just want to get the conviction. They want that news cycle. They want to corrupt the minds of the voters and influence the
election. They are.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if you can stomach watching CNN or reading the New York Times or having MSNBC on your TV, I mean, what they, or even looking at Reuters or Associated Press every day, things get pretty twisted. And the news is by those outlets is so distorted because they don't put things in context and they don't tell all of the facts. They only use, you know, they handpick the facts.
Right. And meanwhile, you know, I will make a little light of this here, but meanwhile, talking about facts, you know, you've got Joe Biden who can just cavalierly say his uncle was eaten by cannibals. Oh, that's just, you know, that's fine. That's just Joe Biden, but he doesn't have the facts right on that.
There weren't any facts. And so the interesting thing is that did any of those news outlets that I just mentioned even correct the record on the cannibal story? No.
Right.
Or report it. Or anything.
Yeah, just, you know, they're scribes. God. They just write down what he
yeah,
says.
And the thing is, we're not shocked any at this stuff anymore, are we? We have the shock factor is gone. For people who are paying attention, and we hear a cannibal story coming out of the guy's mouth, or he walks into a Wawa and can't even, you know, everything was pre-staged, pre-paid, pre-this, pre-that, and he can't even get a milkshake, right? And they're trying to, you know, put him in the same category as Trump walking into a bodega or a Chick-fil-A. Look, we're not even shocked by the stupidity anymore. We might be a little angry.
Yeah.
But we're clearly not shocked. I mean, that's really the pathetic outcome of it all.
Well, I think you're right about that. I think you're right about that. We got a quick little. I want you to hear this quick sound clip. This is Jeremy Raskin, Jamie Raskin, I should say. going off the rails at James Comer.
Yeah, I heard it.
So for our listeners, let's listen in. Let's hear what Jamie Raskin had to say about the idea of what where's the crime, basically, for Joe Biden.
Number two, I would like my time restored. And number three,
you have not identified a single crime.
No. Well, what is the crime that you want to impeach Joe Biden for and keep this nonsense going?
So what is the crime? What is the crime, he's saying? And so, Denise, you know, there doesn't have to be a direct acceptance of money by Joe Biden because, according to these RICO RICO statutes, you can have family members benefit. You can be influence peddling. You can be at the top of the chain and still be guilty.
Nobody in a position of political power, when it comes to their reputation, wants their fingerprints on anything.
Right.
They don't want that lint in their pocket. They're going to let other people be their Praetorian guard and let them deal with it all. And that's just the standard operating procedure. If you look at the mafia, the kingpins of all the mafia, did they personally do the killings? Did they personally run around and collect money from, you know, the innocent? No. They had their runners and they had their, you know, their detail people and, you know, that handled what was known as what, wet work?
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
the
exactly.
The kingpins weren't doing it.
But, of course, this idea that Jamie Raskin starts doing, he starts kind of steamrolling, blowing up. And that's one of those things where if you just, you know, continue to dominate and go crazy, basically, like that's somehow this righteous indignation. How can you, where's the crime? And didn't AOC did a similar thing just recently about that. And that, to me, is such a tell, Denise, that they really realize that this is bad. And now they got to really start trying to distract everybody with bluster.
Well, it also raises money. You know?
Yeah.
Jamie Raskin can send out emails to his tribe and say, hey, you know, I'm standing up here fighting for this and this and this. Help me. Send me some money. Blah, 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 so I can continue to fight. And people see that and they go, yeah. He's fighting earnestly, and look at him. He's in a big, huge argument with Comer on the House floor.
Exactly. Meanwhile, talk about really trumping up stuff against Trump. I mean, for real, they're trying to cobble that together. But you
raising money.
Yeah, that's right. And then at the same time, you've got the bank statements. You've got a lot of, you know, documentation and paper trails and things like that. That really do show what Comer is really talking about. But that's a whole different story. But tell you what, Denise, stay right there. We are going to come right back. Bottom of the hour is here. When we come back, we'll take your telephone calls, 949-822-7959. First-time callers, 949-822-7959. All right, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Friday edition continues.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
U.S.
USA News Update. President Biden garnering significant support as more than a dozen members of the renowned Kennedy family endorsed him. The Kennedys stood alongside the president during a campaign gathering in Philadelphia Thursday.
This campaign is about Trump versus Biden. And what we need to do today is focus on Biden winning.
That's Kerry Kennedy, daughter of the late senator and presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy. The endorsement serves as a rebuff to Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s independent bid for the White House. The U.S. is hitting Iran with new sanctions. The sanctions target Iranian leaders and entities connected to the country's missile and drone program. Police in New York removing anti-Israel demonstrators at Columbia University who erected tents on a campus lawn Wednesday, then declined to leave. Clad in riot gear, officers are dismantling the camp and apprehending students for trespassing. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
I used to be a rolling stone, you know. If a call's right, I'd leave.
All right, the stars align.
And I'm still on the road.
Here we are. It is the Freedom Friday edition of the program. We've got a little Philadelphia Freedom bringing us back in. And I'll tell you, folks, this is probably at least one of my top five Elton John favorite songs of all time. I don't know what it is about Philadelphia Freedom. It just got such a great sound to it. And I remember way back when it was the bicentennial and this song was popular. It came out, I think, 75, but may have gone over a little bit into 76 as well. So Spirit of 76, alive and well right here on this radio broadcast, my friends. We've got Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook with us again this morning. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. Well, let's head right over to the telephone line, shall we, because we've got our lines lighting up. We've got Mary in St. Pete. She's got a question or a comment for you this morning. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. Yes, how ironic. I had my real-life vinyl album of Elton John out yesterday for Tiny Dancer.
Wow.
Among the others on that Madman Across the Water
Madman,
album.
That's right, Madman, yeah.
But the reason I called is to say and bring everyone up to date again, just in case people don't know, that I heard yesterday on another news show, so to speak, that I listened to, that when you can't get into medical school unless you take an oath these days to DIE, diversity, inclusion, and equity. And so all this perverseness is permeated through everything in the whole country and maybe through the whole world. Mm-hmm. And I really don't know what we're looking at with that one, because that's totally opposite of the Hippocratic Oath. Did you hear that, Denise? Thank you.
Good question. Thanks, Mary. Great call. Great question. What do you think, Denise?
That's a fact.
Now,
and not a lot of universities, too, by the way, outside of medical school, in order to graduate, you have to take a DEI CRT class.
Well, and Mary described it as an oath, and that seems to be rather extreme to any American. We don't have to swear an oath to anything other than, you know, if you're a public servant, you swear an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution, or if you join the military and so forth, we pledge allegiance to the flag,
well,
obviously.
Doctors do.
Yeah, they take the Hippocratic Oath.
It's a do no harm, yes. And like,
right, so. Right, exactly. And that is like a professional oath. But in other words, what grabbed me about what Mary was saying was that this seems to be more in the genre of, yes, I will swear faith to this,
yep,
philosophy, this social, political, yeah,
mm-hmm,
yeah, political kind of philosophy. Yeah. So that's real different, you know, and I don't want to, sometimes comparisons like this can sound a little extreme, but back in the days of Nazi Germany, the soldiers and all, they were swearing oaths to Hitler, not to Germany. You know, they were swearing to Hitler. And so that's why one of the reasons they would follow him so completely. And so that's why this, what Mary was talking about, is like, okay, well, you start getting into this kind of territory and it's kind of concerning.
Well, it's very concerning. It's really outrageous. And to what end? So,
right,
you know, any parents that have kids at university or considering universities, you probably need to think real hard and do a whole lot of work before you decide you even want to apply. Much harder than you ever did before.
Yeah, agreed. All right, Neil in Henderson, Nevada, listening this morning, of course, got a question or comment for Denise Simon. Good morning, Neil. Welcome.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. I want to lead off with a comment about the price of gas out here in Henderson. I just refueled. It's at, for regular gas, it's at $2.43. Actually, say $2.45 per gallon. Another piece to the puzzle. Is it possible Joe Biden could get reelected? I mean, and I've said this before, how are these polls so close? There cannot be any integrity in this information. How can you say this man has a viable chance of being reelected? It's frightening to think that that's what they're telling us. So forth, mm-hmm, and so on. Anyway, I want to make another comment. I want to first speak about somebody I've seen on Fox News tonight. I've seen him on there before. This guy is a monster. He's a huge superstar. His name is Aaron Cohen. He's a veteran, mm-hmm, IDF special ops, mm-hmm, guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives some real insight into how the IDF is operating tactically on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
He is an awesome spokesman.
Mm-hmm.
He should be elevated to some type of ambassador, you know, ship somewhere. But he's very impressive to listen to. I don't know if either one of you have listened to him. Have you heard him?
I have. I, mm-hmm, know who he is.
This thing in Israel is fatiguing. It really is. And, you know, there's too much to talk about, but I was reflecting upon this today. How did this start? Right? It was October 7th. There's got to be a hidden agenda for Hamas there. Did they just decide, you know, their hatred for Israel and Jews just hit a critical boiling point where they couldn't take it anymore, so they just decided to spring this massacre? There's got to be some hidden planned out long-term, long game. That's what I'm getting to. What is their long game?
Good question. Yeah, because you would think, right, Denise, that there would be this massive retaliation and that they had to have had that in their calculus. So what do you think, Denise?
Well, the calculus is that they watch politics in the United States as much as Russia does and as much as China does. In fact, I would argue they watch it more than half of the Americans do, the American voters. So if they're looking at the polls, of which Neil was just referencing, they're saying, you know, the chances of Biden winning re-election are sketchy here. So we know that if we put in a lot of money coming from these special groups, like these foundations that are Soros foundations, and money coming from the Palestinian Authority, and we put these operatives in, and we shut down bridges and roads and protests on college campuses, and we give enough money to the squad and whatnot, simultaneously to doing, you know, an October the 7th hit on Israel, then we need to do it now before the election, because if Biden loses, then our window of opportunity is closed because of Trump. So this is all coming into kind of a perfect storm here, where Iran, the mullahs, the supreme leader, has pretty much decided that this is what we need to do. And they think that they are necessarily in a position to, you know, cause as much harm and unrest and civil collapse, and all those things are happening. But more than that, it comes down to money. And look at what's happening when it comes to, you know, these spending bills for Israel and Taiwan and Ukraine and Niger and all these other places. You know, we're spending ourselves into oblivion until we deal with this once and for all. And I think that's what Israel is feeling, that pressure that, you know, Israel is kind of like Ukraine. We're going to save everybody else, but we're going to need some help, and we'll take the blame for it.
Indeed. Neil and Henderson, thank you so much for your telephone call this morning, and I hope you have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk to you again real soon. And Denise, yeah, we have covered a lot of ground this morning. I know we have, and I know the listeners appreciate it so very much. I sure do, and we're going to be talking with you again tomorrow morning on the weekend edition of the program.
All right, thanks.
All right, take care. Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Folks, we are coming right back as we traverse through hour number three. It's not quite in the books yet, because we still need to talk to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. He's coming up in the very next segment. So stay right there. I'll warn with you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, well, as promised, we're back. We are back. That's right. And, folks, it is the Friday edition, and Fridays always have a great feel to them. So we hope that you got some great plans for your Friday, for the upcoming weekend. And we've got Chris Markowski with us this morning, of course. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. Head over there, find out all about Chris's radio program, his podcasts, and much, much more. We've got Chris Markowski with us this morning, and we always have questions. Good morning, Chris Markowski.
Good morning.
All right. Well, you know, Chris, I saw something earlier today. As we head into the summer, of course, people might be driving more. If they can afford it at all. But one of President Joe Biden's top economic aides said that the administration is going to do everything it can to keep gas prices down as we head into the summer and do everything they can. What is it that they could possibly do? You know, this just smacks of being, you know, more, you know, political stuff. I don't know if they just want to release more oil from the already low SPR.
No, they're not. They're definitely not going to do that. It's like me saying I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that it's sunny out tomorrow. There's not really not much that they can do at this point in time because of the situation with the SPR. And, unless, of course, you change the overall direction in your tone and how you're going to handle, fossil fuels and drilling and the transportation of energy via pipeline, whatever it may be. Your overall policy change would definitely make a dent in oil prices, without a doubt. But I don't see that happen.
No, I think you're exactly right. Joe Biden campaigned on, getting rid of oil and this kind of thing, or doing his level best to do it. So, yeah, that's just anathema to them. But, of course, also, Chris, we're following what's happening this morning with Israel making what's being called a limited attack on Iran. But markets have reacted. Will they react severely, or will they kind of get some ripples and then stabilize? In other words, what do you kind of foresee, depending if this attack is not massive, as we're hearing?
Again, a lot of this stuff was telegraphed. So, everybody kind of aware that this was going to happen in some way, shape, matter, or form, limited in scope, slight market reaction, if you even want to call it that. So, really much ado about nothing right now. So, again, everybody's kind of a bit of a wait and see mode. If everything de-escalates and it doesn't lead to, more, strikes in that region, I think it's positive.
Well, I agree with you. I do hope that it's not so disruptive and so forth, because it does seem to be something that has occurred. It doesn't seem to be escalating at this point. Israel may attack Iran again at some other time, but that still remains to be seen. Something else, though, too, Chris, that we often talk about in relation to interest rates is what's happening in the commercial real estate sector. And I'm sure that you've seen this headline as well. Commercial real estate foreclosures went up 117% in March. So are we starting to see this huge problem, go through commercial real estate?
Yeah, it's going to get much worse instead of better. Actually, did a podcast on this, and they can talk about this week on the radio show. Somebody's got to have some, for some leadership on this. And, there's always that dilemma. How do you unpop a bubble? And the difficulties behind that. And I was saying, you know what? We got to, kill two birds with one stone on this one. And, I'd rather than have the government spending all this money in industrial policy and giving money to electric vehicles and all this other nonsense, I would suggest, buying many of these properties at a loss for the, obviously the owner. And then, in essence, you want to deal with CO2, start planting trees, knock them down. A lot of these urban areas are going to have to change to some degree. Most of these properties are not convertible. Everybody talks about the fact, we're going to convert them to residential. If that's possible, you go ahead and do that. But sometimes it's just way too expensive to do that. And you get a lot of these buildings that they're old, different types. So their footprint is too big in regards to the interior. A lot of these things need to be knocked down.
Well, indeed. And what I'm hearing, though, too, is that some real estate investors may not want to be in sort of playing the short game. That is, a lot of real estate investors will buy a property, they'll rehab it with the expectation that they'll be able to sell it because its value will go up very quickly. That was the model that was going on for quite some time. But what I understand now is that they may be looking to stay in those properties a lot longer, hold on to them for, say, 10 years, and then the fluctuations of the interest rates and the economy would not be quite as impactful to them and as terms of their investing goals.
Well, that's if they can stay in them.
Yeah.
That's the other aspect. You're not getting the type of revenue, not to mention a lot of the loans that were taken out on these had caveats in them because they're packaged into securities, not allowing them to lower rents to deal with the market. And that's problematic because that can cause a cascade in a lot of these commercial, real estate securities that are out there. Got a mess on their hands. It really is. And it's, again, a lot of this leverage that's baked into the system, and there's a lot of unwinding that needs to happen.
Yeah, and it's complex. And that's why there's just no easy answer to this kind of thing. But if it starts to really spiral, then we are going to see major impacts into the economy. But, you know, Chris, we keep hearing that the economy is, quote unquote, doing well or being strong in the face of higher interest rates. But there's this theory out there now that I read about earlier that, you know, maybe the high rates and the rate hikes are actually making the economy stimulated. Have you heard a similar thing, or does that make any sense?
I haven't heard that theory, how the higher rates are stimulating the economy. I mean, money being priced a little bit more appropriately, you're not going to see a lot of the nonsensical companies come to the forefront because money is not cheap. So that's somewhat helpful. That's, you know, what happens sometimes when things are underpriced. The economy as a whole, we got to understand, we've talked about this before, a lot of it has to do with government spending. And, without the government spending, we wouldn't see the GDP numbers where they're at.
Well, exactly right. And we're going to be talking more spending anyway as they're looking at these aid packages and so forth. It just always seems like, you know, I think a lot of people, myself included, we often wonder, you know, we're going to allocate $104 billion for this. Then we're going to do $350 billion for that. And where does that money come from? The money's not sitting in an account somewhere or treasury that says, okay, here's our money, here's how we're going to spend it. It's all kind of created in a computer. Am I wrong in saying that?
Well, it was borrowed. I mean, you put it on the kids' credit card. It's basically what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this, you know, to me, you know, besides the fact, you know, you get people like pushing back in regards to, you know, the work that needs to be done at the border. I'm, you know, if I was in Congress right now, I said, you know, I wouldn't be for any of this expenditure, but you got to find a cut somewhere. You got to find $104 billion worth of cuts somewhere else. In order to pay for this, you know, we're not going to borrow more money that we don't have. And that at some point in time, someone's got to hold the line. And the Republican Party is unwilling to do that. And, you know, they keep coming out, oh, they have to do this, have to do this. Well, okay, find the money somewhere or raise taxes. How about that? You people out there that want to send all this money to this place and that place, okay, fine, raise taxes. You know, see how well that goes over with the American people. You can start raising taxes to a higher degree and start sending it overseas. But no, they rather than do that, they take the easy way out and they put it on our kids and our grandkids' credit card.
And it does come due. See, that's the thing. It's so hard to keep kicking the can down the road. And as we mentioned earlier in the week, even the IMF says, you know, something's got to give at some point with all this government spending.
Absolutely. It's completely unhinged. What was it? Was just tax day. So the people that pay taxes, 40 cents of every dollar that you send to the government was spent on interest payments. So basically flush down the toilet.
Wow.
So look at things that way.
Wow.
40 cents on every dollar income tax is spent on interest right now.
Wow. That is truly unbelievable. Well, Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Thank you so much. Of course, have yourself a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check it out, and check us out after the top of the hour news. We're coming right back with Frank Silvato.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.